Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots across the American Redoubt in the free zones, and especially those of you outside the wire in the occupied territories, in lockdown, unable to leave your homes, house arrest, what else we want to call it, lockdown, or self-quarantine. There's just a number of different names for it, but we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And we're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about the new cycle and just this new thing that we are in here in America that is surreal. It is surreal to hear the news line, the headlines, to see empty store shelves with basic staples gone, with word of or no word of exactly when those will be replenished. The mobilization of National Guard, across the country, and then exacerbated by rumors of National Guard, NORTHCOM, the military being deployed where they aren't, checkpoints being reported as being set up where they are not, mixed with truth where National Guard is being mobilized and activated in America on American streets to help combat this coronavirus. It's interesting to hear the news headlines and hear what's being said on social media and in the news and public service announcements coming from our government. And then actually there's a disconnect though. It just feels like it doesn't affect you. And then you run to town and sure enough, I mean, we went into town today and most of the gyms, the hair cutting places, they're all shut down. Bars, taverns, those types of places. Restaurants, takeout only. So there's folks that pull up, they're sitting out on the sidewalk waiting for their food to be brought out to them at a restaurant where people are normally accustomed to sitting down. Signs on movie theaters closed until further notice or closed for 2 weeks. And then information coming out from various different people, depending on the size of the network that you're in. Ameron and this listening audience is a very large network of people that are sharing information from family members and loved ones who are being sent home, who work for the government or small government agencies or large corporations that are giving instructions to be prepared to stay home and lay low for the next week or two. Mixed messages about folks that are told from those within the federal government are saying we're being told to get to where we need to be within the next 24 to 48 hours and make sure to tell your friends and family, your close family, but not the media, to have the provisions that you need for at least a week or two, and possibly up to a month. And then we see the administration that's saying, no, absolutely not. That's not going to happen. Several different governors are saying there's rumors that we are going to institute a lockdown, issue travel bans, and order a stay-at-home policy, and while others are denying it. Well, in some places, they are actually implementing these things, which makes it a very plausible rumor that another state is talking about it. Or when you hear, for example, Washington State, the rumor was there will be a lockdown. Governor Inslee is expected to make an announcement. This was yesterday, Friday afternoon. And they say, oh, this is just rumors, pure rumors. There's no lockdown. Well, in other states, there are lockdowns. So it's not, you know, conspiracy theory that Washington State might have a lockdown when that's the when people are reporting and taking pictures of National Guard troops rolling into these smaller towns and moving into these airfields and staging up. And folks whose loved ones, spouses or kids are in the National Guard saying, yeah, they just got called in. That's what they told them. Be prepared. You're deploying for a week to 2 weeks to a month, and they're not in medical units. So why are they doing this? It's a very plausible case that escorting or protecting food drop-off points, food shipments, medical, assisting with setting up medical. So it's very difficult to kind of discern what's true, what's not, what's rumor. Especially when the things that we're being chastised for spreading as rumors are actually factual in other places. So I'm going to go down that. But I want to urge you to really keep a level head through all of this. There is a lot of information flying. In New York City, there's a picture, video, and from the metadata from this photo, which included the geolocation data, puts it smack dab in New York City. Up armored Humvees with 50 calibers mounted. That doesn't sound like mobilizing National Guard to, you know, help set up some tents where they would be issuing weapons and mounting 50 caliber weapons on up armored Humvees. That is a tactical operation. That's the security. Of course, no bumper numbers on these here in these particular pictures, but I've received several of such pictures that are actually taking place right now where the citizens are saying never, ever has the National Guard came in here rolling in with a convoy and parked and staged up in these different areas. Mass mobilization. So we'll talk about that as well. With the time that we have. And of course, tomorrow night we'll be talking about this as well. So, first of all, I have to say, it feels so good to be living in the American redoubt. To be living in an otherwise very conservative geographical region where folks hold to conservative values, where we have largely Republican, and including many of them are actually conservative, even Christian conservative Republican leadership in elected positions, who are governing areas with a citizenry who are generally self-reliant, tend to be a large number of them preppers, very heavily armed, very conservative, law-abiding citizens. And it feels good. It feels so good to be living in the American redoubt. And I know that others feel the same way who live in conservative regions, patriotic, conservative, largely Christian regions, heavily armed populaces with people that are self-reliant type of people. I want to urge you, though, and I mentioned this, I was on Representative Matt Shea's show on Patriot Radio this week. One of the things that I really wanted to drive home was the opportunity that's presented for us to spread the gospel. And, you know, I mentioned a family that I mentioned on last week's podcast as well, who put the call out as an influential patriotic family, patriot family in the American redoubt, who said, we are inviting all to join us in prayer 7 p.m. every night to pray over our president, not just for repentance, which I did mention on Thursday on Matt's show, no, Tuesday on Matt's show. But it's not just for repentance for our nation. It is to pray for our president. He is under immense attack right now. I firmly believe this crisis is not going to waste. There are globalist, leftist, communists, literally, who are seizing this opportunity to paint President Trump in the worst possible negative light that they can. And I asked a couple of weeks ago, you guys tried the Russian collusion thing, which blew up in your face. You tried the impeachment thing, which blew up in your face. What else you got? Well, lucky for them. Not so lucky, actually. But to their good fortune, in their minds, along comes Wuhan virus, which you can't say because that's racist now, apparently. You can't say Wuhan because that implicates a region in China, which paints them in a bad light. So we have to say coronavirus or COVID-19, which is actually the scientific designation for it, for this strain, COVID-19. But there are a couple scriptures that I want to lay on your heart to look up and to remember. 1 Timothy 2:1-2 says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, and for those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. That should be our prayer, that God guides and directs those leaders so that their decisions result in us living in peace, living peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. And I believe that that's what this president has done to fight for. I believe the Lord has used him as an instrument to that end, which means the forces of this world, the principalities, are going to come against him. Another scripture that I wanted to remind you of is Proverbs 11:14. For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors. Read that again. For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors. I remember last Sunday when the media and all the governors and all of these different individuals within governments, especially at the state level, and the media were running back and forth with their hair on fire over this COVID-19. What's President Trump going to do about it? And they chastised him when he said the first order of business, we're going to assemble a prayer team at the White House, and we are going to have a coronavirus prayer team to pray for protection against our nation against this. And we're going to pray for wisdom, for guidance, for discernment, for courage to do the right thing. And this world hated that so badly. They're saying, oh, at this time when people should be social distancing, you call for everybody gathering in one place to pray. This is just irresponsible. That was their reaction. But I believe God honored that tenfold. So he was doing just that. He was seeking guidance from many advisors. That's precisely what he was doing. That's wisdom right there. And then Psalms 2:10-11 says, therefore, you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. But see, not all of our rulers serve the Lord with fear and they don't celebrate his rule with trembling. They're not wise and they scoff at the warnings to fear the Lord and to rule it as unto the Lord, knowing that they will be held accountable. Here's the headlines that they love to see, and this came from the Washington Post. U.S. economy deteriorating faster than anticipated as 80 million Americans are forced to stay home. So this is a very fine line, it's balancing act, where the federal government is under pressure for not encouraging social distancing and even enforcing it. But I believe they're also waiting for the opportunity to show what a tyrant he is by this heavy-handed response, using the National Guard and military to force people to stay home. Now, a couple of days ago, there was insider information that strongly indicated, if not guaranteed, that that was the playbook on the table that they the play that they were going to go with and just do a nationwide lockdown. And that was very solid intel, which I can't go into any more detail on that. But in 36 hours, a lot of executive decisions are made, a lot of board meetings, a lot of briefings. And so at some point, something changed. And now the federal government is backed off of this. I think that's the opportunity that the leftists were wringing their hands over, waiting for President Trump, the tyrant, the Nazi, the racist, the oppressor, the heartless Republican conservative individual. That's what they wanted. But he's not giving that to them. So what we see now is non-conservative leftists, communists, if you will, leaders. Here's a headline here. Illinois joins New York, California in ordering statewide lockdowns. Ordering statewide lockdowns. That means enforcing it with law enforcement and National Guard. Illinois, New York, and California. Conservative bastions, right? Not. These three places, Illinois, New York, and California, are at the pinnacle of leftist, communist-driven doctrine, laws, and agendas. The most oppressive, restrictive areas, New York, Illinois, California. Oh, there are others. They're right up there if you want to make a top five or top 10 list. But these are definitely in the top five. Right there, side by side. They're the ones who are ordering statewide lockdowns. Illinois and New York State joined California on Friday, yesterday, ordering all residents to stay in their homes unless they have vital reasons to go out, restricting the movement of more than 70 million people in the most sweeping efforts yet in the U.S. to contain the spread of coronavirus. Now, this is assuming that they really care about saving lives. California, New York, and Illinois, whose leftist governors and legislatures are responsible for the murdering of hundreds of thousands of unborn babies. Their policies of disarming law-abiding citizens, leaving them defenseless. A whole host of regulations that strangle businesses and rob them of their economic vitality while they squander money that they didn't earn. And those are the type of people from those states. Those are the type of people that point to President Trump and call him an oppressor. Call him evil, racist, hateful person. But they care, right? They care so much that they're willing to jack somebody up at checkpoints or arrest them because there's a flu. Again, this is under the presumption that they really care about human life when their policies are responsible for taking human life. There's a headline here from, you know what, let's take a break. I've got a bunch of stuff. I'm going to just go right down the list, but let's go ahead and take a break. When I come back, I want to go down some of the headlines that have been put out just this week from Alerts USA and some of the Forward Observer early warning, the daily briefing on some of the things that are going on in the country. So we'll talk about that when we come back. This segment was brought to you by Werkz.com, WERKZ.com. For your custom Kydex holster and magazine carrier needs. They really started specializing in custom holsters for pistols, handguns, with accessories, flashlights, lasers, other type of tactical optics that make it very difficult to find the right holster that fits just right for that firearm and that configuration, and that's what they specialize in. So you got some type of custom setup like that, you're having a hard time finding the right holster for that setup, You found the right people. It's a Patriot-owned business located right here in the American Redoubt, and they have a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Check them out at works.com. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting from the free zones. John Jacob Schmidt is my name, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, well, my name is your name, too. We'll be right back.
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's great redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
We're back with segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, broadcasting from deeply held patriot territory, where our National Guardsmen are patriots too and love their communities and are looking out for us. Not to worry about being oppressed in the American Redoubt. And if someone tries to act out of line under the color of authority, they are promptly dealt with by the higher authorities. So it feels pretty good here. Hey, we love our National Guardsmen. We love, you know, there are some people that were concerned about NORTHCOM too. I mentioned the possibility of NORTHCOM being activated. Oh, by the way, this segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites, riverfrontsuites.com, six fully furnished suites down there on the St. Joe River. No known cases of COVID-19 on the St. Joe or in St. Mary's that we are aware of. We'll continue digging, but pray over the place. Pray for God's blessing over it, that it'll be disease-free. There you go. How's that? That's a pretty good strategy. So, NORTHCOM. So folks were really concerned about NORTHCOM, stating that, and I even mentioned NORTHCOM could be also activated. They are the active duty military component that is responsible for deploying to the United States during civil defense or major nationwide emergencies. And people are coming back on, that's just for medical support. That's just for, all they're doing is, hey, relax, calm down. I'm not saying this is the evil empire rising up to put their boots on our throats. These are our fellow countrymen. These are our service members, our sons and daughters. Yes, they are capable of doing evil things like any other active duty military. But I also trust President Trump, and I trust Vice President Pence. I don't trust anyone else in Washington, D.C. But so long as they're in command, I know there's a lot of holdovers that were appointed from the previous administration, the 44th presidential administration, under the president who shall not be named. There are still those among the ranks, but again, I think God is using President Trump as an instrument. Vice President Mike Pence is a godly man. They're surrounding themselves with prayer warriors for wisdom and guidance. And I trust that. I'm not concerned about NORTHCOM activating or National Guard activating, and people are, you know, they're setting up, intelligence networks to report National Guard checkpoints and so on. I think for our situational awareness and for accountability, we should absolutely be paying attention to what our government's doing, especially when they mobilize military forces on our soil. But that's not a call to arms, right? That happens when there are abuses. We have to be vigilant. We have to be watchful, and we have to scrutinize the way that they use our military, but calm down, right? I'm not too spun up over the coronavirus. If you're concerned about Corona, there's an alternative. It's Modelo Negra. Lady Liberty and I went to a Mexican restaurant, and they had Modelo Negra. It's a very dark beer and impressive. It went great with our meal. So no Corona for us, Corona free. But that was at one time, and we don't indulge in that stuff very often. But hey, you know, occasionally, once in a great while, and if that is your weak area, stay away from it. So anyway, a little tangent there, but yeah, throw a little bit of humor in there. Kind of deadpan humor, actually, right? I get that. So let's look at Alerts USA, what they've been talking about this week. Wow. Okay, so let's go all the way back to the beginning. March, New York City, Connecticut, and New Jersey joint action. Gatherings of 50 people maximum. Restaurants, bars are to move to takeout or delivery only. That doesn't include bars, except their food items. Gyms, theaters, casinos closed. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau banning entry into Canada for most non-residents except U.S. citizens. It's a very busy week this week. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf orders statewide shutdown of most non-essential businesses to help curb the spread of coronavirus. White House Coronavirus Task Force releases new guidelines to slow the spread of COVID-19, including avoid gatherings of more than 10 people. This is guidance. These are not directives. This is not oppression. State of New York seeking reserve staff of recently retired health professionals. Nevada Governor Sisolak suspends gaming statewide at midnight Tuesday. All non-essential businesses to close for up to 30 days. They're ordering the businesses to be closed for up to 30 days. This is the kind of stuff that is going to destroy the economy. Much more damage to the vitality of our nation than the virus itself. And this was my concern all along. Anyway, we're out of time, guys. I just want to invite you to join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Didn't get to the Forward Observer information, but we will tomorrow night. So anyway, you guys stay safe out there. Keep your heads about you. This is John Jacob Schmidt. And if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.